cooking rotas, communal meals and house meetings with maybe student living, but increasingly co-housing is becoming a reality for young and for old alike. The idea is that residents should live in your own private self-contained flat within a shared common house with a communal kitchen and a dining area. There are 9 co-housing communities established in the UK and around about 70 in development. A new co-housing development in Stroud Town Centre is due to be finished in August. Our reporter Emily Slater has been for a tour of the Victorian building with developer David Michaels from Co-Flat Stroud.
All the floor is made of flooring, and we come to the sauna, which is in here, and that can probably take about 5 people comfortably.
Wow.
It's there. And it's kind of a bench here and places to change. But the common parts, it's not just luxury items. The hub of it is that people eat together and share meals.
Do you think there's a danger that it will become like a gated community and it will attract people that are higher earners and perhaps, you know, that has that luxury kind of price tag on it as well?
I do know. The prices aren't that high. I mean, they start at 125,000, although that one's sold, and the average price is 155,000. And we've separated that as like 30,000 for the common parts and about 120 for the flat. And the flats are 1-bed/2-bed, which means they could be made into 2-bed if you wanted to enclose some of the mezzanine floors. I don't think that's sort of a luxury end. I think this is my 3rd project in Stroud and the 4th in the country. The first one I did was in Spring Hill, which is a quarter of a mile from here, and that's 35 houses and flats. And the next one was a Lansdowne. That's 14 flats in a converted chapel. And this one is only 7 flats, but it's got a much bigger common house, probably the largest common house, certainly in this country, possibly in the world, in terms of space per unit. Yeah, this is the... I was going to say the communal shower room, but that sounds...
that throws up different ideas altogether.
It's a shower room that's in the common house. This is the laundry. The reason this is important is because flats aren't allowed to have a washing machine. That's for 2 reasons. One is it can be noisy, but it means that people have another reason to come into the common house. They can come in to put their stuff in the laundry and go and have a cup of tea in the common house, and then they can hang out with other residents.
The one problem I would have is that... fear that somebody would move in that wasn't desirable to live with, you know, someone that would cause problems and you wouldn't want to share that communal space with.
If somebody wants to cause problems, they'd be in breach of the lease, and the law is quite clear on that. They can actually forfeit their lease. That sounds nasty, but that would be right at the end of a long process of conflict resolution. Within the lease, there's also provisions for conflict resolution for people to get together to have facilitation. There will be conflict. That will be inevitable. You know, although the noise insulation is extremely good, if someone has their window open and they're playing loud music, it could annoy somebody, even though they don't intend to. So as long as people are talking, once you like your neighbours and you know who they are, what I understand is the evidence is you're less likely to be irritated by them.
I think this is just such a fascinating story for various reasons. One, if you have children who you think will never get on the property market, is this a possibility at least to get on? Maybe more